This is episode 6 of One Happy Podcast, and I am Ahmad. At first, let's listen to one of our volunteers. When I spoke with her, it was her last day in this island. Hey. Okay.
Hello.
Can you introduce yourself?
Okay, my name is Laura. I am from Colombia. I was born in Bogota. But I lived in Argentina for the past 12 years. I'm a photographer and I came to Lesbos 3 months ago.
Yes, Lauda, what do you do here in Lesbos?
Right now I'm volunteering with One Happy Family. I came at first with another organization where we did mainly spotting. So we did night shifts that were 3 different points of the south coast of Lesbos. And then patrolling between those 3 points. So there we had to look for boats. And in case there was a landing, we helped in the landing. So we assisted the NGOs that are actually in charge of the landing. And I was there for 1.5 months. And then I've been here in One Happy Family for 5 weeks. I volunteer in different activities. I've been especially working in the cafe. Sometimes I help in the conversation class in the school, and then I do portraits or photos of the space or all of the activities that go on the place.
Today is your last day.
Yes.
What do you feel?
Yes, it's a little bit hard to leave. This is a place where you get to meet a lot of people and a lot of really incredible people. And I think that I live with many friends now that I made in the past weeks. So I am very grateful for being here. I think that I learned a lot, especially from each of the persons that I got to meet here. And yeah, it's a little bit hard to leave.
Tell me something funny about refugees, about One Happy Family.
Something funny.
Yes.
I have a funny one. When I got here, my name in Spanish is Laura.
Yes.
And in Farsi, it's really similar to a bad word. So the first day that I was here, I was introducing myself, and every time I say like, "Hi, I'm Laura," like a lot of people laughed, and I didn't understand why they were laughing, and they were calling their friends and like, "Say your name," and I said, "Laura," and they're like, "Ah." And then one of them explained to me that Laura in Farsi means like foolish or something like that. So yeah, I had like so many people made fun of my name here in One Happy Family. And then I have 2 names. My second name is Maria. So after that, I just started saying that my name is Maria. Yeah.
How do you find One Happy Family?
Okay, so One Happy Family was actually the first place I saw from Lesbos. I think that this is a place that does a lot of good for the people who work and visit the place. There are many, many activities, sports, English lessons, well, many things, clinic. So I think that it's really important that projects like this exist, especially in places where these type of circumstances are going on. So
thank you so much, Laura.
You're welcome.
Okay, guys. Many of you just watched movie or listened to the podcast, but didn't know what's happened behind the scene. Today I edited some funny things from behind the scene of our podcast. Let's listen to it.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
So,
and one was good. Yes, like that.
Okay.
One happy family, the drachma. 家子成子树增长，超过欧元和美元。
What? 20 euro for?
What?
20 euro for 200 grams.
100.
Okay.
A little more. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like this.
Like the doctor.
Yes.
Like
ow! Yes. Okay.
So tell me, what was your profession in your country?
Again.
Don't fucking move. I'm jealous. I wish I was that profession.
Yes, great.
Rest, definitely. And yes, you should drink some water. You should have some water. Okay, next! Next! Oh no, oh no, that's really bad. You should have some water.
Oh! No!
This is really bad. Okay, this is really bad. Okay. You really, you need to drink, you should drink water. Drink some water.
You're not sorry. You have to be sorry, and you have to, oh, wow, really?
Really,
okay. Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh shit, okay, no problem.
No problem.
No problem.
I've been here about 1 year.
I've been here about 2 years.
2 years.
I've been here about
2 years. I've been here about 2 years.
Oh, good. Yes.
I was jobless.
Pregnant.
Pregnant.
President. Not pregnant.
I was pregnant.
Pregnant.
Oh, president. Not pregnant.
Okay.
Okay.
I was a shopkeeper.
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 Can you say shop?
This is a joke. We come on. Shopkeeper.
No, I'm so sorry. Just again.
All right, let me move my head.
So many things wrong.
Please.
Just do your job.
Just do your job. Yes.
Say full sentence.
I was a shopkeeper. Don't make me laugh. You make me laugh.
I was
a capitan.
Capitan.
Capitan. Capitan.
Say carpenter.
Carpenter? How can I say carpenter?
Carpenter.
Okay.
Can you please say, I painted cars.
I painted a car.
Cards.
He
painted
car.
A car.
I painted
just
a car.
Just what?
I painted car. Come on.
I painted car.
Okay, I was president.
I was a president?
Yes.
I was a doctor?
Yes.
I was a shopkeeper?
Yes.
I was a car painter.
Thank you for your attention. Now let's listen to one of our helpers in One Happy Family.
My name is Makam Teteku Emerance Pierrette. I'm working already in One Happy Family like 3 months now. I'm working especially in the coffee shop with my colleague Majid, but he's not yet there. And Mark is there to help me presently. Yeah, when I come to One Happy Family, I prepare coffee for the visitor and I have to sell it they call it selling because before you have to get the coffee, you need drachma to get coffee. I like the coordinator team first because they are kind, and my colleagues too, they are all kind. And the visitors sometimes they are not patient, but at least I like the movement and everything here in One Happy Family because it makes me to change the atmosphere from Moria to here.
Something like that. I don't know why.
I think I'm learning a lot of things because before in my country I never did something like coffee. But since I enter here in One Happy Family, now I can prepare tea, something that I never knew before. And now I think I have love to help people because in my country I never feel like helping people. But since that I'm here, I can see how many people face difficulties, example like us. And seeing people coming to help us in One Happy Family, I think that have helped me and give me motivation to also bring love and help to other people. After One Happy Family, by the God grace, is God give me the paper, then I think like I want to learn nurse. Yeah, because I want to help. Working in One Happy Family have developed the hope, the courage to help other people. So I think by doing nurse, I can also help other people, like sick people, like I don't know, many other people that need help, like me.
Do you miss Rami?
Yeah, of course I miss her.
This was episode 6. If you have any idea for our podcast, please leave your comment. Thank you. Bye.